B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch, get involved in the conversation there. They got a little family over there. I figure it gets you participating in the show, even though you're not calling in, so better for us. Go to twitch.tv, search 98.5 Sports Hub, get the Twitch app. See Wallach and I here in studio. You can get the 98.5 Sports Hub app at your app stores. You can listen to the show live. They have the Danny Ainge interview up there now, Matt Doloff says. If you want to listen to a podcast after the show, because right now, don't turn that dial. Will Brinson's on. He's a senior writer for CBSSports.com. He also hosts the Daily Pick 6 podcast. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Brinson, hello.
What's going on? Is there any worse outcome than the lockdown and quarantine than our bosses finding some new outlet that needs to remain permanent, like Twitch? Which Twitch is awesome, don't get me wrong. But it's like definitely something that was only implemented because everyone was locked up and we needed content to create. Yeah. And then it did well. So like, you know what? You're doing Twitch for the rest of your life.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing about Twitch is that this is the way it's been sold to us, is we were on television and then it got weird. And I'm not even sure what was going on there, but that's for another day. And so we weren't going to do TV anymore, we decided. And then apparently when you're watching us on Twitch, it counts towards our ratings. Our radio ratings. So, I guess that's a win. I don't know quite how the whole process works or what the deal is with that. But, I mean, if that's going to keep people around longer, then God bless it. So, there you go. Because the TV doesn't count for your radio ratings. And, you know, not a lot of people are watching you on TV at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, you kind of want to push them to where they'd be, you know, you'd be getting radio ratings for it. So, that's kind of the idea. But who knows, okay, man?
That makes a lot more sense. I mean, that totally changes my opinion of y'all on Twitch. I mean, I'm not a big we do our shows on YouTube, and it's just me in my house with that a different colored hat on every time. You know,
there's nothing going on. Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, but the thing about Twitch, I guess, and if we're getting ratings for it, is that people chat on there. So I figure, I guess if you get sucked into that community, you're pretty much listening to the show for two, three hours a day. So, you know, God bless you. That's the way you want to do it. I mean, dude, we're talking about a couple hundred people. I mean,
P1, baby, P1.
Right. If we have a girl in studio, like once every, you know, 8 years, there'll be like 5,000 people on Twitch. Yeah. But other than that, it's true. And that is true.
Yeah.
But other than that, maybe we'll bring Nora up or something one day. All right. Will Brinson, I think it's cool that there is football going on tomorrow afternoon. I mean, that's neat. I know people are incredulous that a tree lighting has bumped them, but tree lighting I like too. So we had a Pittsburgh fan call up, aghast at the situation, saying that John Harbaugh had manipulated the league. But I got to think Pittsburgh made out like a bandit in terms of the way this whole thing worked out.
The Steelers fans have got to let it go. I mean, it's getting, like, you're 10-0, your team is good, the Ravens are down in the dumps, you're getting to play your arch rival when you've already beaten them once in a game where you probably shouldn't have beaten them. You're getting to play them on a Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, right? It's in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting a home game on a Wednesday afternoon. against a team that's going to be missing Lamar Jackson and a plethora of other players. Yes, it sucks that you've been forced multiple times, despite, you know, maintaining proper protocols and doing everything correctly, to alter your schedules and change the way that your football team is playing. But you're 10-0. I mean, you're doing really well. You're going to beat the snot out of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then you're going to play the next Monday after that. It's a pandemic. Everybody's adjusting. Does it suck that the two teams that have had the biggest outbreaks you've had to deal with at the same time? Yes. But again, 10-0. You're doing well. Use it as a chip on your shoulder. The team, anyway.
Yeah. The fans just got to quit.
Yeah, like, they can't let this. You think John Harbaugh is calling some secret bat phone to Roger Goodell and be like, "Hey, Raj, I need you to move this game to Wednesday at 3:40. I really got him where I want him now.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's not playing, and exactly. Yeah.
What's the standard now?
He's gonna miss the playoffs.
What is the standard though for like this week 18 that's never going to happen? Because obviously they're going to do everything to make sure they don't have to throw in a week 18. Because I mean, if you got, what was it? Are we up to 21 players now on the Ravens are on this COVID list, and they're still like, we're going to play it.
I'll tell you who's manipulating the league. Fred is manipulating the league. He's in on this never announced week 18 thing.
No reason.
Are you paying Goodell just to throw it in my face?
No, because I'm smart. Because for once I realize that there's no controlling this virus, and you're just gonna have to all play it by ear. And if a few you know who's going to be fine is Pittsburgh when they demolish Baltimore. Those fans will be fine. And you know what, Baltimore fans, if you're pissed, it's your team's fault. That virus spun out of control. They obviously weren't handling things correctly. I mean, I don't have it. I mean, if 24 guys get it, on you.
Protocols
that's not on
were
me.
Not followed, and then the NFL is going to slap them with a hellacious fine and draft picks and all
so,
that stuff.
Yeah, so I think here's this is my theory on what the NFL is going to ultimately do with these two teams, Baltimore and Denver, where things got bad. I think that the NFL made Denver play with, you know, the kid from Wake Forest,
yeah.
The kid from Durham, yeah, he's right up the road. They made him play at quarterback. I think that's going to count as like some sort of time served. You know how they do it if you get thrown out of a game for like a illegal hit, they don't suspend you because it counts as time served.
Right.
That's going to count as time served for the Broncos.
Okay.
And they're going to do an investigation, and they're going to hit him with a robust fine, like $500,000 and a seventh round pick. I think they're going to come after the Ravens and just obliterate them. And I think they're going to do it fast, the way they did it with the Saints and the Raiders. I mean, how long did the investigation last? How long did Bullygate last? These NFL investigators are suddenly just on their horse. finding all the information they need on these COVID investigations, and Goodell and the NFL are processing these investigations as fast as humanly possible and just laying down the wood on these guys. I think they're going to come after the Ravens hard because this Ravens game almost derailed the season.
Yeah.
I also think what they need to do, and I find, if you don't want to do week 18, that's fine. You don't want to announce it. I understand they don't want to announce it. I don't blame them for trying to soldier on. But I do think they need to figure out a way to take some kind of break, like a 14-day break between the regular season and the postseason, to let everyone who qualifies for whatever size the postseason is, test, rest.
I completely disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. It's as simple as that. They're far more likely to get COVID. It's two more weeks for them to catch COVID, and it's also
you go bubble,
right? But that's tough.
Is that happening? Because I know there was talk about that. It's tough to keep up with this stuff.
Well,
are they going to do the playoff bubble?
They want to do the bubble, but it's hard because it's not as simple as sending, you know, 10 guys on a basketball team and a couple trainers down to Florida. I mean, it's a 60-70 person production that, you know, actually it's really more like a 120 person production.
Well, they'd have to bubble the Super Bowl. There's no question there. Is that they'd have to bubble the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they kind of got a week leading up anyway.
Like, no, yeah, but no, they're not going to take it.
No, no, no. Like after the if there's still a week between the AFC and NFC championship games, you make the teams fly that night and isolate them.
See, my solution would be I get rid of the week. They want to play the Super Bowl when they have the Super Bowl for obvious reasons. They've booked everything and they take over a city, and that's not easy to do. But if I was going to switch to the Super Bowl, if anything, I'd make it sooner. Because I don't think you can bubble up these teams. It's too many adults. It requires too much, and I just think it's more time. It's just more time for people to get COVID.
If it's two teams, yeah, it wouldn't be that bad.
No, that's the Super Bowl. But he's talking about before the playoffs. Go ahead.
If this were like the 80s or the mid 90s, when we have like, you know, Eugene Robinson catching COVID from a prostitute.
It'd be a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
It'd be a much bigger deal.
All right. So we were
Eugene Robinson, if you don't know, was the NFL Man of the Year. He was Captain Bible. And the night before the Super Bowl,
Atlanta, he got safety,
caught,
right?
Yeah, he got caught. When I was living in Atlanta, he got my first year there. He got caught with a whore and couldn't play in the Super Bowl. He was
or Ray Lewis gets COVID all over his white suit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just green and red now. It's got green COVID all over it.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this weird position that the Patriots might end up being in, because, you know, with everything that happened at Santa Clara and the 49ers now have to play and practice, well, actually, at least play right now. I don't even know where they're practicing, but they're going to be in Arizona.
They're practicing in Arizona.
So. By the way, the case numbers in Arizona are way higher than the case numbers in Santa Clara.
Of course. Believe me, and Rich is going to ask you, but believe me, this is going to happen. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, so, you know, with the Patriots flying out west, you know, they've got the one game against the Chargers, and then there's a week, and then they've got the game against the Rams.
So Thursday, so it's a three-day break between games.
Yeah, so they're out there for that, but, I mean, I agree with Fred. Like, they're about to pull the trigger in Los Angeles on doing the same thing that Santa Clara did. So let's say the Patriots are out there when they end up saying you can't have any kind of athletic competition, because that's kind of what they did, you know, with the 49ers. And, you know, like, where do they go? Like, is this all of a sudden, do you call Mark Davis and say, hey, can we borrow, you know, the new whatever it's called, Superdome over in Las Vegas and try to get something done there? Like, what do they do if they're stuck out in Los Angeles when all that goes down?
I mean, it's pretty simple. You call Mark Davis, you offer him a $45 Hooters gift card, and say that you'd like to use the...
You've got yourself a deal.
No, that's
sir.
The Chang's. That's a Chang's deal, gift card. Man. That's what it is.
I got a black card through the Chang's.
Sorry.
It's a card I colored black.
Yeah, right? that's a great question, and I don't know the answer, and I doubt that the NFL knows the answer. And, the, you know, part of the problem is, with everything that's, I mean, this is, I don't want to say that this is something that might, you know, quote unquote, fall through the crack. But I mean, you know, if you're, you know, Patriots football operations, you're buzzing the NFL saying like, hey, you know, we got to plan ahead for something.
Right.
We got to know what's going on. The NFL's like, listen, man, we're getting Heisman by a tree in the middle of Manhattan. So we really have a lot more going on than trying to figure that out. And I'm sure there's so many people working on it that, of course, they're talking about contingency plans. But, you know, you're dealing with local
government,
state, city government. I mean, you know,
in the mayor of Los Angeles, trust me, he is having the time of his life. And he's looking up there at San Francisco. And he, because you know how I know he's having the time of his life, is he like sends out warning shots. He's like, something's coming, come on, something's coming, and then he like sits back and like lets it marinate so everyone speculates. It's just like a-hole heavy metal hair band singer on stage waiting to come back for an encore.
You know, he's like the gif of the guy who's like creeping by the window, rubbing his fingers. I can't wait to put this thing on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look what I can do. Yeah, yeah, give everyone some money, jackass, and then shut everything down. But you don't have the money.
And then you got Newsom, the governor out there, who's, you know, he's like threatening to lock everything down except his own private businesses.
Right, exactly.
It's a mess. I mean, you're dealing with state and city, local, you know, governments, and I can't imagine that they're being extremely forthcoming with the National Football League as it relates to their plans. So I'm guessing that, you know, they're trying to build out contingencies. I mean, clearly this, you know, this Arizona thing, you know, didn't happen over, you know, didn't happen in 50, you know, they didn't find out that they were going to be locked out of Santa Clara and then call, you know, just call Arizona. They had to have been working through the contingencies throughout, you know, where would work, where's close, what options do we have? So I would guess that the Patriots and the Rams have discussed something as it relates to a contingency. But if you're New England, I mean, look, they're probably not making the playoffs. I mean, are we okay?
We're all in agreement, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, imagine that they'd won two of those close games that they lost. Whether you know, Houston, Seattle, which is not crazy to suggest.
The Bills.
And all of a sudden, yeah. You know, or the Bills game, yeah. I mean, and all of a sudden they're right there in the playoff race and they're getting their chain jerked around left and right. I mean, that it's the NFL has thrown competitive inequality. Or competitive equality, I guess it is, out the window this year. And I think Roger Goodell even kind of said that they were going to do that.
I mean, it's just like injuries. I mean, it's something that you can't control. I mean, it's you know, if a team loses, you know, if Tampa Bay loses Brady and they lose, you know, Mike Evans and, that, you know, to knee injuries, that's just the way it goes. And that's the way that it is now, is that COVID's COVID. And if you're going to play the season, it's going to be this way. And, you know, you can't, there's nothing Goodell can do to keep it fair because you can't, you know, wear face masks, get your players in line, and chances are you're not going to have a huge outbreak, you know.
And that's sort of to circle back on the Ravens-Steelers thing. It's like, look, the Steelers fans, shut your pie holes. I mean, you're not, it's nothing's fair. Be glad you're 10-0.
Yeah.
Be glad you're
going to win that game. Be glad you're playing a depleted team. I mean, you're playing a team that you think they're going to be overly motivated. They had a walkthrough last night at 6:30. I mean, they're not even around the facility. I mean, come on.
Let's go.
You're gonna snuff out the Ravens' playoff hopes if you show up at all.
Yep.
You're going to move to 11-0. You're going to be in a great spot to secure, to have an undefeated regular season. Who cares if it's 20? Like, nobody, only the true jabronis are attaching asterisks to the Tampa Bay Lightning Championship. Like, you go undefeated, like, Mercury Morris is going to yell about pandemic. And
oh,
it doesn't
please.
Count.
You played a whole season. You played a whole season, and it was uninterrupted. All right, Will Brinson, good stuff. CBSSports.com, Pick 6 Podcast. Thank you so much for the time.
See you guys.
All right, take it easy. There you go. Will Brinson, a little energy today. Good for him. All right, we'll be back. We'll do one of these hillbilly
armpits.
Things. And one of these armpits. We'll knock one of those out. It should be fun. We'll do that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're up all night. We're up all night watching. We're up all night watching. There's a country station in this building, and it plays in the bathroom, and I got to tell you, that what a job that would be. They are playing country music like there's no tomorrow.
Nothing better than modern country music.
It really is. Well, yeah. I mean,
it's Creed with boots on.
Yeah, it's just it's like a non-danceable pop song with a southern accent. Yeah.
And what stinks is that there's really good country music being made and no one on radio is playing.
Yeah, no one's going to listen to that. No one wants to listen to it. I like it too, but no one's going to listen to it.
It's a good band called Midland. They sound almost like kind of like early 90s, like George Strait kind of stuff, but it's perfect. Yeah, they're good.
That's not for the radio, though.
There's Stapleton. I mean, dude, there's
so much. Well, Lucero's one of my favorite bands, and they're never going to get played. Mikey, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, Freddie T, how we doing?
Hey.
You were talking earlier about Christmas gifts that you're considering for John.
Yeah.
Why aren't you on Cameo anymore?
It doesn't work, and it's a ripoff. I mean, it's for the aggravation that put me through to pull down like $220 out of the thing was ridiculous. And it was. And what's odd is I liked making them. My daughter would come up with a little something, and she would film me. She's 10 years old, and she would film me, and it was fun.
But the application is such an unmitigated disaster that it became unmanageable. And it's no fun to be contacted. I really think there's two guys working for Cameo. I really do. And you contact them and they don't get back to you for 5 days. And then at a certain point, it's like, well, what am I doing here? I mean, you obviously, I'm of no value to you. I'm sorry I'm not Brian Scalabrine, a big-time name, that everyone wants.
Fred, you're a guy sitting at a fruit stand waiting for someone to bring you money and saying, why is it so frustrating that someone won't bring me money when you can just take the money? You don't have to have a middleman.
But I don't, you can
set up like a PayPal account.
No. But that's unseemly. I don't want to do that.
But it's the same thing as Cameo. It's the exact same thing.
I know.
You make all of it.
But at that point, it's like it's had to be a thing. I just thought you download Cameo, you put your name up there, someone wants a video. It was like $40 or something. My daughter and I, come up with a little something. I give you 5 minutes worth of material, and then we're on our way. And it was fun, but it was too much. All I wanted to do was make the video. I didn't want to do anything else. I linked my bank account to the stupid Cameo, and then that's all I wanted. But then it became a whole thing, and it's not worth it to me. It's not worth it to me. I just wanted to make the video. All right, let's get down to business. All right, here we go.
Who don't drink in Oklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yeah?
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
All right, baby. Rich has got a story. He's got a couple of places. John and I will guess where it's from. Then we'll hear the audio. Rich, what do you got?
All right. These are true stories of things that happened all around this great nation of ours. And I will give you the scenario and then a multiple choice as to which city, or actually state rather, that this occurred in. All right. Story number one. A dude playing cards by himself on his front porch ain't got nothing better to do than to describe to the news what it looked like when a tree fell and smashed a car in half. Did that happen in South Carolina, Ohio, or West Virginia?
Oh, it's interesting because you're going to go Tornado Alley is Ohio, but then what was South Carolina, you got hurricanes.
I'm going West Virginia.
West Virginia, maybe God kicked it over in a rage. That's his rumpus room. Fine, I'll go West Virginia as well.
Oh, gentlemen.
LA
both
face
nailed
with
it.
An Oakland booty.
That's right. I don't know where that came from, but I love it.
That should be the sound of the entire every time we do that. Right.
LA face with an Oakland booty.
You realize there's parts of West Virginia that for real are like another planet.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I've heard about it.
It's like for real. Like years in generations of inbreeding and like different languages.
Yep. Didn't even Randy Moss came from an area that was kind of like that, right?
Actually that's where Randy Moss is from.
Well,
he came
from a small town, but I'm talking about there's like in the mountains. There's pockets of very small populations that are. Oh, yeah. It's like
where the horror films begin. Yes,
it's like finding like a hidden tribe or something. It's very strange.
There's a movie called Winter's Bone that came out, which is not as dirty as it sounds, but it stars Jennifer Lawrence. One of her first. It's great, and it's set there, and it's like this crime thriller. But
there's about 800 documentaries on these hill people in West Virginia that you can see, including the ones that are like years and years and years of inbreeding, and things start going haywire internally when that starts happening. All right, here we go. Here's the guy. He's playing cards on his front porch, and he is in West Virginia.
A man says he was on his porch Monday morning watching a crew from the city of Huntington cut down an old tree next to Central City Elementary School. He says neighbors have been making requests for years trying to get the tree brought down.
You go to get a tree cut and it takes out a car. Come on now.
Come on now. Leave it to the government.
Yep. Leave it to the good planning that they cut down a tree without having anybody move their car out of the way.
Yeah.
Just let it fall where it may. For plunk.
For years trying to get the tree brought down.
You go to get a tree cut and it takes out a car. Come on now.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary.
Just keeping an eye on the kids. I'm up on my porch. It's morning time. This is like my TV. Outside.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary playing cards and watching a City of Huntington...
And spitting into a spittoon and massaging a shotgun.
I mean, it's like every stereotype. By the way, who's he playing cards with? No one.
Yeah. It's my dead uncle. Ace of spades, mother ever. Yeah, he's just on the porch, tilted back and forth in a rocking chair with a piece of hay in his mouth, oiling a gun, and, spitting in a spittoon.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary playing cards and watching a City of Huntington crew work on cutting the tree down. The witness says he watched in disbelief Monday as the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it.
That's a car-eating tree there. Flattened it like a pancake from backseat to the tail, and I said, oh, whoops.
We're told that car belongs to a Marshall student. You can imagine how upset she had to be when she came outside and saw her car looking like this. Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was.
And then he just takes a beer can and jams it against his head. Exhibit A. Sound like a beer can getting crunched. If you'll take two steps to the left, you can crunch some old beer cans if you would. Please.
Here's a little of what that witness had to say.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what guy doesn't like, destruction? Yeah, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car and she can't get to school now. Chalk it up to a Monday.
Chalk it up to a Monday. I hate Mondays. Me and Garfield. I mean, that would be kind of cool. I mean, that's kind of what, if you're they're cutting down a tree, that's what you want to see. You want to see it smash something. By the way,
chalk it up to a Monday.
Yeah, way to go to, he's like an inbred Garfield.
She can't get to school now.
In his Garfield, everyone's normal. Can you imagine going to Marshall? Marshall, good choice in your education. You're right next to that guy. You know, he's a whoops guy. I mean, listen, the guy hangs out on his porch all day. He's not hurting no one. All right, one more.
All right. Well, a woman was busted on camera stealing a rental car. When confronted, wearing the same clothes on the same day and presented with the tape of her stealing the car, she stated that it wasn't indeed her. Did that happen in Georgia, Florida, or Alabama?
Florida.
Could That's be Florida. Any
Let's
of those
Florida.
Three.
Yeah, of course Florida. It's Florida. Florida. Yeah. Of course it is. Let's All go. Right.
They've taken Utopia and ruined it. Here we go.
Our camera was rolling as we chased down the woman accused of stealing an SUV from the Ace Rental Car Thursday afternoon. Employees say they found her with the stolen...
Yeah, I know. What's Ace? Was this Acme? Is Wile E. Coyote coming out? Ace Rental Car?
I may have rented from Ace before.
I've rented for some garbage-ass places, but I don't know what Ace Rent-A-Car. My
you
goodness.
Ever been going down like Expedia and you'd be like, oh, $100 a day. Oh, $80 a day. Ooh, $12 a day.
Yeah, that's
and
like
then you
when
find
flew...
it's like 15 miles away from the airport.
Yeah, or it's Spirit Airlines where your kids lost their baby blanket and you're knocking on the door and they're like, I'm at lunch.
Right. The car doesn't come with a steering wheel. You got to pay extra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. We don't clean them. No. That's blood. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if that's hog's blood or guy blood or what have you, but it's blood.
From the Ace Rental Car Thursday afternoon, employees say they found her with the stolen car at the Travelodge off Airport Road.
Did you steal the car? Oh, I don't know what you
Well, at least she went far. She just, like, Airport Road at the Travelodge seems like... And by the way, you know you're with a high roller if you end up at Ace Rent-A-Car, which is right by the Travelodge. That sounds like a vacation. Honey, we're going to Florida. First stop, Ace Rent-A-Car. Next one, the Airport Travelodge. It's like our Super Bowl trips.
In the early days, yes.
Oh, in the early days, as opposed to all the luxurious accommodations we've been afforded.
No, Houston was nice.
No, this is Phoenix. This is Ace Rent-A-Car in the airport garbage hotel.
Yeah. When she checked in, she said...
I said, oh, whoops.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah. Yeah, sounds like you must work for a real crap company. That was one of the worst trips of my entire life. All right, we continue.
Employees say they found her with the stolen car at the Travelodge off Airport Road.
Did you steal the car?
Oh, I don't know what you're speaking about, ma'am.
Well, we have you on video wearing that same outfit.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Why did you take the car?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Demons told me to do it.
Who told you to do it?
The demons.
Demons told you to steal the car. Why did they tell you to do that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So you admit you took it?
No, I didn't take it. The demon took it.
A nice follow-up questions there, Woodward and Bernstein.
Well, to her, I'd say
chalk it up to a Monday.
Why did the demons tell you to do it? Okay, so I get demons told you why.
Why? What was up with those demons? What kind of discussion did they have?
I don't know. I love lasagna.
She can't get to school now.
Hey. I love me some lasagna. John, you're asleep. I'm going to put a pillow on your face.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool.
I damn sleep in a lasagna tray.
That does sound like Dennis Eckersley a little bit there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was kind of cool.
And I said, oh, whoops.
I said, oh, whoops. The condom broke, wink.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
Oh, I don't know where the rubber went.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
Chalk it up to a Monday. I forgot. What do you think? I'm going to get the Milanoachi twins in the dang back of my mouth.
Write it down. Monolacho.
Monolacho.
I want to see that.
Has not been used. No.
What do you think? I'm going to get those twins in the back of the car and cover up his majesty with a dang lambskin? Keep lambskins on my euro. Whoops. Whoops, I didn't pull out. My bad.
Methinks Nick has not been keeping this list.
No, Nick is too busy. Nick's mind is racing with thoughts of the holidays. That's what Nick is about. Nick's mind is, pretty soon, today would probably be the first day Elf of the Shelf has come. After all, December 1st.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he's probably full of wonder. That elf came like there was no tomorrow this morning.
I told you I'm like friends with the people. I didn't even realize this, but like one of my good friends in high school, his sister and mom made Elf on the Shelf.
Well, they're geniuses.
Yeah.
Absolute geniuses.
They're rolling in it right now because of that thing that I don't know how it caught on.
Well, it's good. I like it. It's good. It's a good addition to the holidays.
Big fan of a police state, are you? Always being watched, what you do, narking on people,
or you could not use that narrative when you describe the elf. I don't use it as a method of spying.
Jesus, Rich,
I just say you look at your friends here.
Mm-hmm. Big brother elf, always watching.
That's
you.
The way. Well,
judging.
Well, Tofi has now got a friend. We there's a female elf on the shelf has made its way to our house. Our male elf Tofi is a female friend. And asked my daughter to name the female friend, and my daughter wants to name the female friend Devil.
Huh.
Is her name.
Okay.
That she wants to name the... She requested that Tofi get a girlfriend, and now Devil. Devil or Mocha.
Both. Maybe that was who told that woman to steal the car.
It was obviously some kind of demon. Rich, the stack's coming up. What are we going to discuss?
Oh, then when going viral actually pays a buttload, great news for pot smokers, and finally, a reboot that we can all get behind.
All right. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
I follow these comedians that like these tweets, and then I read the tweets, and I read the comments after the tweets, and I want to jump out of a window. John, what's the sponsor?
Sponsor is Window Nation.
That's
Fred.
Right. Window Nation, the finest windows.
That's
you
correct.
Don't jump out of them. You just admire them.
That's right. You keep them closed and you're warm.
Or you open them up and you let the nice fresh air in.
That's true. Or during the winter, they seal in the warmth. It's a good thing. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments. It's 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
Yeah, there's these comedians. They like this thing. And now there's people, you can guess what they look like. They're library people, and they're wringing their hands that even after they get vaccinated, they don't feel comfortable going out.
Okay.
Because their whole identity is that they've, and this is, again, not people like Rich who have immunocompromised people. These people are just, their whole identity has been staying home.
You ever mute anybody, Fred? Like, just like so they don't show up on your timeline? Not so they, because if you block them, it's different. But you ever mute, just take like some
I don't know. I like the comedians because I want to be able to DM them. And, yeah, but then they like
go
these things.
Streaks. Yeah.
But they like these, I don't know what the, these people, they like, their whole identity is that they've stayed home. And it's just, they don't want to give it up. They don't want to give it up. Well, I'm going to get it, but then if everyone, shut the hell up. Stick the needle in your arm, dum-dum, and then go back to work, idiot. I don't know. Shut up. Why? And I do it, Rich, because I do it. It's like you look at a car wreck. I look at it.
I know.
I just can't stop looking at it.
It's better for somebody who's looking for peace, Fred, and I know that you're someone who likes is into meditation and things like that. The mute is a great button. It'll come back. I think when you
mute
somebody.
But it's not the people saying it. It's not the people I like that are saying it. They like someone else. And someone else is they study, they have a doctorate in hermetic language or something, some ridiculous thing that got them a job at Borders, and then they've decided that my students are looking at post-COVID world as an abstract fiction. Oh, what to do? I don't know. I'm getting the vaccine, but I'm not comfortable going out after that. Good, sit there, dummy. I like that your whole identity that you've rolled out for this year is that you're Captain Stay at Home, and that you can't give that up because it was the greatest identity ever because you could sit and do nothing. You piece of worthless garbage, and sit and somehow think, because we do it with Hicks all the time, and somehow think that you're it's the same thing as like being racist. It's like for some reason, like you by doing nothing are superior to people. By literally doing nothing, you are superior to everyone else. And your whole identity is to sit online and let people know that. And now that there's a vaccine, now that's not good enough for you. Now you, because it's too much for you to give up. Because now you're the person who's going to get the vaccine, but not go out. And because now you're even better than everyone else. Because not only are you better than the people that don't get the vaccine, you're better than the people that get the vaccine to go out. So it's a win-win by doing nothing. Well, actually, you left the house to get the vaccine, so you left the house twice. A big deal. God, that bothers me. It really bothers me when people's whole identity revolves around something that they have nothing to do with, that requires them to achieve nothing or to do nothing. That's their identity. That's it. They're trying on a new identity. It really is. Because I'm like, why? Because I thought about it. I'm like, okay, so the like racist people and things like that. Like, so you get out of the bed in the morning and in your mind, you're already winning because no matter what anyone else does, they're Jewish or black or something, and so they're worse than you. And it's the same thing with the stay-at-home people. No matter what you do, you big failure, you sit at home and collect cats, and at the end of the day, you're better than everyone because in your mind and in your mind of like-minded people that you found on the internet, you're tantamount to a national hero. Good for you, stupid. Ugh.
Or you could say they're giving up their life that a lot of other people are having, and they're living and they're giving it all up.
By the way, so they're heroes for not leaving the house since March? No, yeah. They're not. They're not.
But there's a difference between doing that and bragging about it.
Yeah, well, there's. If you are a person that has the wherewithal where you did not have to leave the house since March, and you are somehow generating an income that require that you can be a hermit. And you are a healthy person, that makes you no hero to me. Believe me, no hero to me. And to sit there and have that be your identity is a sad state of affairs in your life, if you're asking me my opinion on it. A sad state of affairs. It's not like I'm an astronaut or I was on the moon. Or look at me, I raised, $10 million for cancer research. No, you're the stay-at-home person. Good for you. Good. You helped everyone out. Congratulations. Boo. Boo. That's all I got to say to that. But the comedians like them. The mm-hmm. comedians like them. It's a way of life. I don't know. But why did they let the like on Twitter become something? Why, when you like something now, is it broadcast that you like it? Does anyone know?
No idea. I never understood why that stuff was posted to begin with.
All right. Rich, what's going on?
They were talking about getting rid of it for a while.
Yeah, well.
How
would you know if people like you?
Well, it can register.
People who were pissed. Like, there were, like, you know, as you said, influencers who, you know, how are we going to know how influential we are if people don't like our tweets and our Instagrams?
Followers. That's all that matters, baby. Eyes on the prize. All I want is eyes. You like it or don't like it. If I'm an influencer, which I am, I mean, all I want is eyes on it.
By the way, speaking of influencers, this is, you know, everyone jokes about how, you know, a lot of people, it's almost impossible to get wealthy off of, being a viral sensation. Well, that skateboarder dude that was in the Fleetwood Mac Dreams video drinking Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
So I guess he'd been living in an RV, but apparently fans loved him so much that a bunch of donations came in, and he just purchased a brand new, with cash, 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home in Idaho Falls. Now, obviously, Idaho Falls isn't an expensive place to live, but he paid $320,000 in cash for it. He's also on, like, a commercial with Snoop Dogg that I saw during the football game the other day. He's gotten a free car out of it from Ocean Spray, so he doesn't have to skateboard anymore. You want to talk about one 15-second video that changed somebody's life, that guy right there is the definition of it. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's going to end well. You still got to pay insurance on that house. You got property taxes and everything else. That sounds like you're buying something that maybe you don't have the income to maintain, but hopefully that's not the case. Because that video wasn't annoying. That just seemed like a guy who just decided to
make a little
video. I
loved it when it first came out. But then, of course, like anything good, it was killed. But, yeah, it was great. It was just a dude living life, just drinking his Ocean Spray, having a great time. And now the guy's got a $320,000 in cash house that he bought. So congratulations to him. By the way, the NFL is really trying to kick off and get in with streaming, because did you hear about this triple header that's going to be Saturday after Christmas?
Yes.
I love Saturday football at the end of the season. I always look forward to it. The Bucs in Detroit, they're going to be at 1 o'clock. And then later on that night, you've got a Raiders versus the Dolphins game, which are going to be on the NFL Network. But a game that actually could have playoff implications, the 49ers versus the Arizona Cardinals, two teams that might be fighting to get in on that game, that is going to be internet exclusive. Yeesh. Either on Amazon Prime or Twitch.
Hard pass.
So, I mean, that's going to be an important game, it's looking like. So, jump on, because it's only going to be available online.
It's Volin, who I follow, put something like, call me an old fogey, but like I want it on TV. And oh, the hatred he got from the kids. They did not like that. Because to them, they're like Fonzie. They don't like turning on the TV. The TV's for suckers. That big screen thing that's 5 billion times the size of your computer, that's for nerds. Yeah, I like the television. It's big. It's much bigger than the monitor for my computer. That's why I like it. I'm just in. Oh, and that whole that satellite to get you 5 billion channels. Yeah, that's really bad. All right, everyone have a fantastic day. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a good time. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.